Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you into the 9 o'clock hour we go. So league meetings in Minneapolis the next couple days. You know what?
Owners, I want to just keep it. Yeah,
go to Minneapolis for your league meetings in December. All right, that'll impress me. You're going up to Minneapolis in the middle of May.
Time of year, it's probably gorgeous. Actually, my brother was in Minnesota last week.
He's
like,
gosh,
it's incredible
It really is nice, yeah.
Spring is springing.
That's right. So they got league meetings going on this week, and they're going to take a couple of the proposals that we thought were going to get voted on in March, got tabled till May, and these are big ones. This is as interested as I've been in whether or not a couple of rules changes or procedural changes will get enacted here. The first one is they're voting on the Detroit Lions proposal to change the seeding system in the postseason and base it on record. Division champs would still make the postseason automatically. Four division champs, three wild cards, they would make it automatically. But then those seven teams would be seeded based on their record. And they actually, Seth, used the Texans from last year as an example as to why this rule makes sense. The league is trying to make every game, as many games as it can, relevant. And there's just way too many games for the league's appetite in Week 18 where teams are just resting guys. The games don't mean anything. If this rule were in place last year, the Texans, who had already clinched the 4 seed, they clinched the division with 3 weeks to go in the season. Yeah. They clinched the 4 seed by Week 18. If this rule were in place last year, then the Texans could have finished anywhere from seated fourth all the way to seventh. They would have had to, now they ended up beating Tennessee either way, but they would have had to, or would have felt more compelled to play their starters for more than preseason snaps in that game. The game would have been, and that's just one example, but it was one that got used on a big PowerPoint when they presented this to everybody is, hey, look, if the division champs aren't locked into the top 4 seeds and everything's fluid, then there's a whole lot more games in Week 17 and 18 that matter.
I'm personally invested in this on behalf of Will Anderson.
Okay.
And this is why.
Okay.
I was looking at, because the Texans play in a weak division, all right? There's no way other way around it.
Yep.
And the Texans, if they played in another division, might have been playing all their starters in that game. I was trying to figure out, like, I've got kind of a list of things that Will Anderson needs to do to become an All-Pro. And one of them is simply just play more snaps. Now, some of that's injury related because he's had these ankle issues. But when you look at his production, has been very good for a guy in his first couple years. He's got to ramp his production up. But he has like 200 fewer pass rushing snaps than Max Crosby. He had over 100 fewer pass rushing snaps than Trey Hendrickson. Those are the two guys who are the all-pro defensive ends this year. So one of my keys for Will Anderson is just to play more snaps this year,
okay,
mostly by staying healthy. But also, let's get you playing in a meaningful week 18 game instead of like against you're going to be playing a clown franchise,
right?
But maybe the Texans need to win it. Maybe if they've already hemmed up the division, they still got to get that seeding.
That's what it would have been last year. And well, in last year's week 18 game, remember Will Anderson was in street clothes and ended up getting fined for running onto the field.
That's right,
on Derek Barnett's touchdown. Yeah,
he still found a way to make an impact. So.
That's right. So do you have a feeling, strong feeling, one way or the other on this rule?
I like this a lot.
You do?
I think it makes a lot of sense. Because now I know the knee-jerk question that I got a few times this weekend when I talked about it was, well, doesn't that make the division title meaningless? No, because you're still guaranteed a playoff spot by winning your division. And then also it's a tiebreaker in the seeding as well.
Supersedes head-to-head.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a tiebreaker
it'd be the number one tiebreaker.
It'd be the number one tiebreaker. So if the Texans say, you know, Texans finish 10-7 along with one of the wild card teams, but they beat them it wouldn't matter.
Even if they
had gotten beaten by that team, division champions is the supersedes everything in a tiebreaker. If you're a division champ, you're going to win whatever tiebreaker. It still carries a lot of importance. And I think too, maybe more than any other sport, Seth, I think the division championship, I don't know, you tell me, you're a former player, you played in these I feel like there's some animus in division games too. Like
screw those guys.
Right, way more than baseball and basketball to me. Baseball probably skews closer to football. Basketball, I think there's probably players that don't even know who's in their division. You know what I mean? Like you just play everybody, and you play a few more division games or whatever, but nobody's bragging about winning the, you know, Southwest Division Championship. The divisions are a huge deal in football, just from a pride standpoint.
Especially because on the OMD line or between wide receivers and defensive backs, you've got grudges against those guys.
Yes,
especially if you played them six times in the last 3 years, and then possibly a playoff game or something. Yeah, you start to there's ill will. Yeah. Ill will versus a team that is standing in your way for a home playoff game. I like it a lot. This makes all the sense in the world, Sean.
You like that one? I like it too. I like it even though it would have victimized the Texans several times when they've won the division. They've been the four seed, I think, almost every time that they've won the division. They've been in the playoffs eight times, all of them as AFC South champs. This I know.
Well,
3:30 Saturday. I know that's been a staple. I don't know if they've been the four seed every time.
Yeah.
So there's that. So I'm with you. I like that one. The tush push, that is getting voted on this week as well. Do they ban the tush push? Now, not to go super nerdy on this, but they told the Packers who proposed this to kind of go back to the drawing board in March and refine some of the way the proposal was worded.
Yeah, because it was an idiotic the way that. Okay, so Green Bay and Buffalo, oddly, who's really good at the tush push, their whole thrust was it's not safe. And the next question would be, okay, well, what shows that it's unsafe? Nothing at all. There's no statistics that show that it's inherently a dangerous play.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you got then? That's it. Nothing.
So the language in the proposal, according to Albert Breer, is still the same as it was. And I don't know if they mentioned the injury possibilities in there, but the way the rule would be rewritten is the same now as it was in March. So they're going to be voting on the same thing. I don't know what that means. Reportedly, half the teams in the league, 16 of the 32, as of March, were ready to ban the tush push. The question, I guess, is have those 16 teams been able to sway any of the other teams? It would seem, if we're basing it on the public opinions of D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio, that the Texans are not a ban the tush push team.
I wonder
they're a find a way to stop it team.
Yeah, if they had wanted to rewrite it, I think the one thing might be just ban. Go back to the way it was for decades in football, which is an offensive player isn't allowed to push the ball carrier at any point. You know, like you can't turn it into a rugby ruck type of situation.
Yeah.
And I don't like, so if that's not changed, I would have been more in favor of that just because it makes sense. You're not just trying to penalize teams that are good at the tush push. I hate watching the tush push. I think it's boring. And yet, I can't in good conscience say that you need to ban a play from football just because some teams are really good at it. I can't say, am I really going to sit here and act like and pretend it's a safety measure or something when in fact, no, some teams are just really good at it and others aren't. And what is maybe the most like viscerally tough and old school display of just my strength versus your strength.
Me push harder than you.
Yeah. It's boring, but I don't feel like banning something just because it's boring but effective.
Oh, see, I'm totally rooting for it to get banned because it's boring. I'm a fan, so I don't care about fairness. I care about wanting to watch the play.
This is where I get to toe the line. I get to hope that it gets banned but be furious on the grounds that they banned it.
That's the sweet spot right there.
Because I really don't want to watch it, but I also don't want, and I don't want to be part of like arguing for you to ban something just because it's boring.
Yeah.
And yet, here we are.
I'm rooting for it to get banned. Florio had a hilarious correlation last week. Remember last week, Seth, before the schedule came out, where like 12 games had been leaked and like four or five of them were Eagles games? Like it was crazy. Like a third of the Eagles schedule was out there already before the overall schedule release. And they were all primetime games. Florio.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Theory is that, oh yeah, the tush push is definitely getting banned because the Eagles are the ones that use it more than anybody else.
Yeah.
Why else would they put the Eagles on all these primetime games if they were still going to be using the tush push, the most unwatchable play? And I felt like going, because they're the Super Bowl champs. You know?
Yeah.
Florio.
I don't know if they're giving the schedule makers the inside information on how guys are probably going to vote.
Vote on the tush push. Yeah. Now, I will say this. It does seem like all the insiders that talk about this are in lockstep that they all say Goodell wants it banned. If Goodell doesn't want the tush
Goodell,
push anymore.
And it makes sense from a business perspective in just everything that Florio just said. It's a boring play, and it's not fun to watch or anything. So I could see Goodell wanting it banned.
Text message about the divisional thing. My worry is that divisions in the NFL become like you just said in basketball. There used to be more division rivalry in basketball. Once they changed the seating, it really fell off. I think football to me is a much more visceral, violent sport where that's going to help sustain the rivalries, I think.
Well, plus the number of games you play, there's a much bigger difference. You play twice as many games versus your divisional opponents in football than you do in basketball, where it's way more evened out. So that part of it, there's a lot of reasons the divisions don't feel as important in basketball.
Yep. So there you go. All right, 713-572-4610. If you want to weigh in on any of that, are you pro tush push, anti tush push? You pro doing the seating this way in the playoffs? These are the important items that are going to get voted on at the league meetings this week. Joe in Minnesota. We have a listener in Minnesota. Joe, false. Don't let spring in Minnesota fool you. We have like 3 nice weeks a year. It's currently 45 and windy. Temperature feels like 30 on the Apple weather app. Oh, I take it all back, owners. You guys are 32 pretty tough SOBs headed up to Minnesota for that 45-degree weather. Feels like 30. You guys are, sorry. Didn't mean to throw that shade at you. There's a graphic that popped up on Twitter this weekend. Each team's biggest bust in the draft. I love stuff like this. Is David Carr the right answer for the Houston Texans as their biggest bust? That's who they had. Now, this is on a graphic that has names like Jamarcus Russell for the Raiders, Johnny Manziel for the Browns, Charles Rogers. I always think about teams like that, like your biggest bust. Who is the next guy taken? Oh, nothing. The Texans just took Andre Johnson next after Charles Rogers. Could add Andre Johnson. Ray Carruth, I feel like, is in a totally different category for he was a bust.
Yeah, that's it's a different type of bust, but a bust nonetheless, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah.
I think David Carr makes the most sense.
Yeah.
He was a number one overall pick. It was part of an ill-begotten strategy of starting six rookies on offense in your rookie quarterback's year. It's hard to come up with a better. Like, Jadeveon Clowney ultimately wasn't what you wanted to get out of a number one overall
not
pick,
a bust,
but he was a very, very good player.
Yeah, not a bust. Didn't live up to expectations, but not a bust for sure.
Just a real quick sum up, just so that to answer that listener about the NFL division. Oh, yeah. So, like, the NBA plays 12 out of its 86 games against divisional opponents.
82
games. Yeah. The NFL, you're playing 6 out of 17.
Yeah, almost.
So, it ends up being like 35% of your games are against divisional opponents. Yep. That's just why it feels different in the NFL.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I didn't think the first round busts were as interesting, so I went to second round busts.
For the Texans?
And it was easier than I thought it would be to come up with three candidates. And it's Ross Blacklock, Brandon Harris, and Benny Joppru.
Okay.
Those three combined had a weighted average value on Pro Football Reference of 3 points.
That's bad, yeah.
Two of them had zero. So Ross Blacklock played 44 games in the NFL, 29 with the Texans.
Yeah.
Brandon Harris would play 42 games in the NFL, 31 with the Texans.
Okay.
Benny Joppru played in 19 games and only one with the Texans in 4 years.
Who are
the
other two? So Benny Joppru actually clocked 18 other games somewhere else, huh?
Yeah. Wow. I think he went to San Francisco. I don't know where he went.
I'll look it up.
Somewhere on the West Coast.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
And I feel bad because Benny, it was injuries. He had like these weird injuries every single
year.
He
was the only one of those that was a teammate of yours. So yeah.
He looked awesome in practice.
He did
some incredible stuff in practice. Yeah, and he is still a good dude, but he was a great kid. I always felt really bad for him. But I feel like I got to give it to Benny just by virtue of him contributing so little to the Texans at all.
Seattle. He went to Seattle after he left here. Went to Seattle. And
I felt like I should have thrown Lonnie Johnson into the mix, but he did play 44 games with the Texans and actually started 20 games for the Texans, 20 career starts.
Okay.
I can't remember how many were the
Texans. He's honorable mention bust?
Yeah, I guess part of it was just they drafted him to be a cornerback, and they realized real quickly, like, oh, wait a second. Oh, yeah, duh, look at him. He's a safety.
Dude, that was, oh.
But they tried him at cornerback for a couple years before they gave up on it.
Back-to-back, Lonnie Johnson and Max Sharping. Back-to-back. Back in 2019.
Sharpen was a third rounder, right?
No, he was second round. He and Lonnie Johnson
Sharpen?
Literally.
Oh, crap.
He and Lonnie Johnson were literally picked on back-to-back selections in 2019.
You know what? I didn't even scroll down long enough to see the Max Sharpen
they
on
had
that.
Two,
oh, boy. Max, okay.
Am I right about that? They had two second-round picks, and one of them was Max Sharpen, and one of them was Lonnie Johnson. They chose them in back-to-back. Back-to-back picks.
I wouldn't put Sharping in that top three. Lonnie wasn't in the top three either.
Yeah.
Max Sharping did end up starting for the Texans 32 games. So, yeah, that's it was disappointing, but it wasn't like he didn't at least, you know, contribute in some way.
Yeah, he played a bunch of games for sure. They gave him every opportunity, but yeah. Oh. I think
Brandon Harris was frustrating because it felt like they stuck with him specifically because he was a second-round pick for far longer than they should have.
Brandon Harris was frustrating because his self-given nickname was No Fly Zone, when in fact there were planes flying all over his zone. The planes are just flying freely through his zone. It was not a no-fly zone.
Ross Blacklock started three games with the Texans, and he had three career starts. The thing that Ross Blacklock almost superseded the stats with was that that was during the Easterby era when the team issued a document saying that the second round pick that the Texans got from DeAndre Hopkins would be used
yes.
on a player who would be very good for a long time with the Texans.
Yeah.
And also in that same document pointed out how many great wide receivers have gone in the second round as of late. So they didn't go with a wide receiver. They took a defensive tackle instead. He played 29 games with the Texans with 3 starts to go along with his three career sacks.
You and I read the bullet points from that document like once a year. And it just gets worse every year we read it. It gets so silly every year we read it. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Speaking of the Texans, Will Anderson asked about the new look O-line. Will Anderson was asked about two position groups that I think you maybe you need to finesse your answers for this. I think Will did a pretty good job. New look offensive line, his teammates at defensive tackle was asked about both of these groups in an interview he did last week. How did he do? What does he think? We'll hear from Will Anderson coming up next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.